absolutely phenomenal, wasn't it, throughout the team?
Yeah, I didn't think it was a high-tempo game the first half. I thought we could have done a little bit better with the ball. In the second half, certainly, you know, the first 15, 20 minutes, we were very, very good. And we could have took the game away from Liverpool. Unfortunately, we didn't. And then, you know, Danzy's, you know, it's something he shouldn't have done. We stay on his feet. You know, I'm not happy about any player getting sent off. You know, we were big on discipline. And certainly in that moment, it was crucial. And we had to rejig things. Zach was starting to run out of steam. You know, we bring Trotter on to give us some fresh legs. And we rode our luck, you know, but you need that when you're down to 10 men against Liverpool. And then we switched off, which can happen against a quality side. Look, second goal's a bit fortunate. I think it gets a deflection and does Andy on the loop. But then, you know, with 4 minutes to see the game out, and really, I think the players deserve better.
Moving forward, how much of a lift does it give to the lads that they can compete against a team like that over two games?
I don't know. We'll see what the reaction is on Saturday, but we can't dwell on it. We have to put it away now and move on. And Derby is a huge game for us in terms of where we are in the league. It's a good game for us to get our teeth into. And, you know, they can hold on to how they're feeling at the minute and use it as a motivation for Saturday.
And of course, a few reinforcements to add to your squad for the weekend.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of them will need a little bit of time because they've not played much football, a little bit of conditioning work. But yeah, we'll have a couple of, well, LaFondra will be back. You know, Bannon will certainly come into their thinking as well. Slavchev, Towardzik, Janko won't be available until next week. But it's good to get some bodies in. And the likes of Craig Davis and Heskey, we're hoping, won't be far away. We've got some good news on Bogdan as well. The injury's not as bad as first suspected, so maybe towards the end of the month we'll see him back in action as well.
Thanks very much, Neil.
Cheers.
Thank you. Neil, was the most difficult part the fact that you went so close? Is that what's really hard to take?
Yeah, I mean, but I've been in that position many times. Yeah. And against quality teams, you know, we just switched off. And when you switch off in that instant, you get punished. I thought it was a really poor goal from our point of view. We caught ball watching. And that hadn't been the case for 90 minutes of the first game and 85 minutes of the second game.
To state the obvious, the sending off really changed the course of the whole game, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I thought the referee was abysmal. I thought his first booking on Danzy was not a booking. But then Danzy should know better. You know, there's no need. You know, it's not in a dangerous area. They're not really breaking on us. And I don't know why. Maybe it's mental tiredness, I don't know. But I know I've got a very good player in him. And he's just, you know, it was a moment of madness.